We then look at verse 4, and we see what God has to say after an example of the lasting power of giving oneself away in matrimony. Paul continues to speak to people who have given themselves away to sin. Look at verse 4 of chapter 7. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit to God. So Paul says that, like the widowed spouse, we are free from the law that brought death when we sold ourselves to sin. And are living now, you could say, married to, and then you see it in verse 4, another, to him who has been raised from the dead. And then continuing in verse 5, for while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So, is Paul saying that the law is a bad spouse we always wanted to get away from? No. The spouse, in the metaphor, the spouse who died, is you. The law measured the sin that was killing us. And you were committed to that sin. And the only way out is for death. To break that covenant, that lifelong deal for which the payment is death. And the only way out is death. Well, Paul says in verse 7, what shall we say then, that the law is sin? By no means. For the law I would not have, except for the law, yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. Remember, we talked about this. When sin existed and Adam and Eve sinned, then it affected them, and the end result was death. There was an immediate death of their intimate relationship with one another, and they began to see that each other was naked. There was an immediate death of their relationship with God, whom the next time he came through the garden, they hid from, afraid. And then ultimately and eventually, we see that their bodies died. And this is the thing that God promised would always happen. So Paul says, I wouldn't have known what it means to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. Adam and Eve wouldn't have known what it meant to disobey God if they hadn't, in fact, been told, here's the only thing you must not do. If you do this, disobeying me, you will die, right? Look at verse 8. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. Here's Adam and Eve, don't eat that fruit of the tree. And here's Satan saying, is it true you can eat the fruit of any tree? Right? She goes, well, yeah, all of them except for this one. Well, why not that one? And then here it is, the knowledge of sin bringing sin alive. It was always there, but now you know. Well, why not that one? Oh, because we're not even supposed to touch it. It's just we're not supposed to eat it. Oh, that's not true, says the liar. Right? And then the woman looks at it, and she sees that it is pleasing to look at, good for food, and desirable to make one wise, like God. Boo, Satan. Sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. Sin is always killing us. But when the law points it out, we have awareness of sin. And we begin to know that it's there. But the law doesn't give us the power to resist sin. It merely shines a light on it. And now we see sin. Think about this metaphor. If there is cancer and it's inside and it's eating the patient away, it's still at work after it's found, isn't it? Until hopefully treatment changes the situation, right? But if there's no cure, we begin to think about the coming end. We start to get our house in order. We reckon ourselves dead. So sin is at work, and then the law made me to know that it was there, and now I die, and I know what I'm doing as I do it. Cancer was there, it was growing, there was a lump, someone examined it, they said it's cancer, and if they said to you, it's stage four, it's metastasized, it's spread throughout your whole body, suddenly the awareness of it has not made it go away. Only the healing of it would make it stop. Only if there was a treatment of chemotherapy, and then yes, the radiation, and then yes, the tumor has shrunk and can be cut out. Only in these circumstances would we say that knowing about the cancer has made it to stop. You need the treatment in order to deal with the illness. And Paul, who is saying about sin, that this is an illness that needs the treatment. And then after the treatment, it requires living in such a way that does not bring more poison into the life, that brings the death that happened in the first place.